This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're going down a way different path now, though, because we have the boss of the entire country on with us right now, Prime Minister Scott Morrison. Welcome.
G'day, Gabby. G'day, Clippo. How are you?
Hey, we are great, thank you. Now, you are currently touring around Queensland at the moment. We're going to get to that in a minute. But first, we need to talk about the biggest news from overnight, the inauguration of Joe Biden in the US. He's now the new US president. He's moving into the White House. You've spoken to Joe Biden in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, it was just after the election, actually. And, we had a great chat. We had quite a long chat, actually. And we've got a lot to do to each other, with each other, and a lot to work with
Hold on, we can take that right out of context.
A lot to do with each other.
We've got a lot to work on together.
With each other. What kind of man was he when you, I mean, it's hard because you only met him over the phone, but did he seem like a pretty good bloke?
Yeah, look, he is, but he's very experienced. Mm. He brings a lot of experience to this job, and he understands the relationship with Australia, like a few others. And so he gets that. He gets this part of the world. He's got a lot of knowledge and contacts here. He's going to reach in and engage, I think, strongly in our region. That's certainly all the messages we're getting, including from his national security advisor as well. And, you know, I think things are shaping up well there. I mean, the relationship with the United States is bigger than the politics of any one individual. He and I will now steward this relationship as other prime ministers and presidents have in the past, and it's one of the strongest, if not one of the strongest, bilateral relationships in the world today.
Do you have any thoughts on outgoing President Trump not pardoning Joe Exotic of Tiger King fame?
Look, I'm not going to get into all of that.
Look into it, ScoMo. It's important stuff, mate.
America's coming together, and they're going to bounce back strongly. I have no doubt about that. I mean, they've been hit hard by COVID over there.
Yeah.
And it's very important that we have a strong United States. And you know, that chapter has now concluded, and a new chapter's beginning. And Australia will always work with the United States because, you know, we see the world through very similar eyes.
Well, I, for one, am outraged about the Joe Exotic
stuff.
No, but that's
I think he needs to stay in jail.
We'll move on to issues closer to home.
Yeah. Gabs. 2020 was a ridiculous year. It was a very difficult one for you, more so than anyone else, I reckon, because you were making very tough decisions, ScoMo. But in terms of Queensland, how do you think we're going to fare in 2021?
Look, I think you're going to fare well, and particularly where I've been over these last few days. I'm up here with Kenny O'Dowd in Gladstone today, but over the last few days, I've, you know, been down at Quilpie and Longreach and up through Winton and Cloncurry, and just meeting people who are really fighting back and coming back. The North Queensland floods that decimated the place, you know, a couple of years ago, and people are coming back. They're rebuilding their herds. You know, was out in the mining industry yesterday, got stuck in a lift, actually. yesterday. But apart from that, I mean, so if you're getting in one of those lifts, I certainly got my money's worth when I was there. But it was great to see what's happening. The mining industry in particular, they've done a great job, and they've been a powerhouse for Queensland. I mean, the jobs, the apprenticeships, the earnings that, you know, really kept the Queensland economy going, which has kept the national economy going. So it's incredibly important. So it's been good to say thank you to them for the great work they've done.
I'm glad you brought up the lift thing, because we did want to talk about it. This was on the news yesterday afternoon.
The PM has gotten himself in a bit of a pickle today, stuck inside an elevator while touring a Queensland mine. Scott Morrison briefly trapped inside due to a door failure. Thankfully, some quick-thinking workers managed to free him.
Was there a moment? Like, was there a freak-out moment? Because I don't do well in spaces. ScoMo.
It was pretty tight, I got to say.
I bet it was.
These lifts are tiny, and I was in there with Keith Pitt, and he knows his way around mine sites, Keith Pitt. He's an electrical engineer. He's the Minister of Resources, and the young fellow who was in there with us. I mean, I think he did a great job, but I think he was quite conscious that he had the Prime Minister in the and the boss on the other side waiting to get me out. But he did really well, and Keith and I just let him do his job, and it was a bit tight in that. I joked afterwards, I mean, Scotty Buchholz, I don't know if you know, and if you know Scotty Buchholz, he's one of our big members. He's a big unit. I came out and said, and he was with us on that trip. I said, well, I'm glad I was in there with Keith and not Scotty. We wouldn't have been able to move.
Just quickly,
stuck all tight.
Before we let the Prime Minister go, I've got to ask you, I mean, you're talking to two Cowboys supporters here, mate. You're talking to Cowboys and Broncos country right now, but how do you rate the Sharks 2021?
Oh, look, Sharky supporters are optimistic at the beginning of every season. We don't always end up that way, I've got to say. But, look, we've made the finals consistently, even in hard years. So, look, I'm just looking forward to the season. And I think people up around Townsville and others know that I've got a soft spot for the Cowboys. You know, I've always if the Sharks aren't playing and the Cowboys are, then I've usually got my eye on them. And I think they're a great club too. Because what I saw the Cowboys do during the floods in Townsville in particular was amazing. And JT and all those guys, they just did such a great job. And it just sort of showed the connection between sport, community, and how that all ties places together. And that was the best face of rugby league I've seen.
We'll see you in North Queensland for the first Cowboys game then.
Yeah, it's all I'd love to
be honest. I haven't got to a game at that stadium. And as you know, the federal government put $100 million into that stadium. And I wasn't able to come to the first game. Both Anastasia Palaszczuk and I were planning to be there, but that happened at the same time as we went into COVID.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
So I didn't travel north. Anna still came, obviously, because she can go to Queensland. She's Queensland.
Queensland.
But it was, you know, it's a tremendous stadium. I went over top of it a little while ago, flew over it when we're looking at the Copper String project, which is an amazing project we announced we're giving further support to yesterday, which is a transmission line which runs from Townsville all the way out, 1,000 kilometres out to Mount Isa. And that's going to open up the whole northwestern minerals precinct. So that's going to be even more prosperity, more jobs for all across northern Queensland. And these are just the practices you got to do to make your economy strong and keep young people in jobs and people of all ages, for that matter.
I don't know how we got from the Sharkies to that, but you're right. You're very good at your job, Scott Morrison. And we do appreciate it. You always make yourself so available to us. So, yes. Prime Minister of this fine nation, ScoMo, Scott Morrison, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good on you, guys. Good chatting. The Hit Breakfast Show.